two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
School districts say most of their COVID-19 cases were contracted outside of school. The Utah County Health Department says they don't know for sure. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Senator Mike Lee says he will vote on a Supreme Court nominee from President Trump. Our senior senator said in a statement if he and his Senate colleagues like the nominee, they'll confirm her. If they don't, they won't. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
A couple of small accidents. One is southbound I-15 near Layton Parkway in Davis County, out of traffic on the shoulder. Also on the shoulder is a crash at 1300 East at the on-ramp to eastbound I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky sunshine, the weather story this week. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 84 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
It's not a protest. It is a protest. It's not a rally. That's what President Trump is telling supporters in Dayton, Ohio.
And you know what we're protesting? We're protesting stupidity, okay? Because so many stupid things you see here.
A Democratic nominee Joe Biden in another battleground state, Wisconsin.
Due to Donald Trump's lies and incompetence in the past 6 months, have seen one of the gravest losses of American life in history.
The U.S. death toll from COVID is nearing 200,000. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doubling down on his insistence the Senate will not wait to vote on a successor to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Trump's nominee for this vacancy will receive a vote on the floor of the Senate.
Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, she'll be the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. Tropical storm Beta expected to make landfall tonight along the Texas coast. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. On President Trump's list of possible nominees to fill Justice Ruth Ginsburg's seat is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. In fact, ABC News confirms the president met with her today. She serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, and she spoke in Utah last year at BYU, where law professor Aaron Nielsen joined Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury this afternoon to share his experience of Judge Barrett.
If she is the nominee, the people will see right away is she is very, very smart. I knew that already from her scholarship. I knew that she was a smart person, but it's different when you see her in real life. Amazing understanding of history, very, very sharp. It was a pretty impressive performance. Her conversation was about the history of the Constitution, and it was very formidable.
He says Barrett would be more than capable of enduring the rounds of confirmation hearings and would make an excellent Supreme Court justice.
I think that everybody who watches the confirmation hearings recognizes that it's not quite how reality is. There's politics involved. I've read her scholarship for years, and I don't know. I don't recognize that type of claim about her scholarship. I do recognize that she is somebody who lives. She's not embarrassed about her faith. She teaches or taught before she became a judge at Notre Dame Law School, where she was professor of the year three times. She's serious about her faith, but that's. There's a difference between somebody's faith and somebody's legal aptitude, and right. She is off the charts on legal aptitude. One thing that is just noteworthy is when she was nominated for the Seventh Circuit, every single law clerk from her year at the Supreme Court, where she clerked for Justice Scalia, every single law clerk, doesn't matter you know, their political party or their ideology or who they clerk for, they all wrote a letter in her support saying that she should be confirmed as a judge. And I think that speaks more than just the politics of confirmation.
In addition to Judge Barrett, the president is vetting four other women to possibly fill the empty seat on the highest court in the land. You've been listening to The In-Depth on KSL News Radio. 449, we have Triple Team Traffic, and it's brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
We're looking at a nice drive this Monday afternoon if you're on the Valley Freeways making your way home. Southbound I-15, well, northbound as well, from downtown to the Utah County line. No accidents, no delays. That's the same for the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. We do have one small accident. It's on the on-ramp to eastbound I-80 at 1300 East, out of traffic on the shoulder. If you're headed southbound on both Bangor Highway and 5600 West, you're going to see slowdowns. California Avenue to about 2100 South. Aubrey?
Main Street at American Fork is a little bit slow between I-15 and 100 East. Also, if you're on SR-92, trying to get onto I-15, it's a little bit bogged down there as well. I-15 itself, though, still has no problems in Utah County. Steve?
Light traffic and a good drive if you're on northbound 15 leaving from the downtown Salt Lake City area right now into Davis, Weber, and Box Silver counties. You're looking at great speeds. Got a new crash, though, on southbound I-15 at the I-15, I-215 North Interchange there on the right shoulder, UHP on site there. No problems on the West Belt, northbound 215, Legacy Parkway or Highway 89. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to feel at pioneertheater.org/ticket to feel. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines feels like the 7-day forecast here. Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, smoky sunshine, the weather story this week, and it looks like temperatures will be in the mid-80s, which is about, anywhere from 8 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, afternoon highs mid-80s through Thursday. Then a little cool down comes for Friday and Saturday. Weak front brushes by out of the north. Doesn't bring much precipitation, but it will help improve air quality and drop temperatures into the 70s for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
But the air is going to get worse before it gets better. It's borderline unhealthy and moderate. Right now we're at 84 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Do you have the time to listen to
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news? KSL News Radio.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
We're brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
alpinehomemedical.com.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
I thought that
foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, you know, insoles and supports.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked.
If you think you've tried everything to relieve your foot pain, you probably haven't tried arch supports from the Good Feet store.
And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I don't have foot pain anymore. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy, with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Chick-fil-A is adding some new menu items, including a chocolate fudge brownie, mocha cream cold brew, and a new coffee blend. They're still going to sell chicken. Don't worry about that, the nuggets especially. KSL Drives. Ford is launching a new Buy American campaign ahead of the election. The company's dropping more than $1 billion on the new Built for America slogan. There's a new report out that says Utah is the country's second best state for teachers. Wallet Hub says Utah offers decent starting pay for teachers, and there's opportunity for salary growth over time. Why does my dog always bark during the business news? What is that? Maybe it's the numbers. The Dow fell 509 points. We closed at 27,147. It's a loss of 1.8%. The S&P fell 38 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 14. KSL News Time, 4:55. A major U.S. college has announced today it's switching to online-only learning for now because of the inability to stop the spread of COVID-19 on campus.
After trying a month of in-person learning, the University of Colorado Boulder, dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19 on campus, is switching to online learning only for at least 2 weeks. Chancellor Philip DeStefano.
This is a temporary situation, but it could become permanent if we continue to disregard public health guidelines.
Classes began on August 24th, and already 765 CU Boulder students have tested positive. Last week, 200 students were told they had to move out of dorms to make more space for isolation rooms. Alex Stone, EBC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.